Report: University of Memphis administrator laughs after turning Point USA student says he was doxxed. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 21, 2024. A woman who Turning Point USA says is a University of Memphis administrator was heard laughing after a student who heads the school's TPUSA chapter told her that he had been doxxed by angry protesters, a recorded conversation reveals. "It appears I have just been doxxed," the school's TPUSA chapter president said to a woman in the recording that Turning Point USA told Breitbart News was Lauren Shelley, the university's director of conferences and event services. After the student asked the apparent administrator what she thought he should do about being doxxed, she was heard laughingly quipping, "You probably shouldn't stay there tonight, that would be my guess." According to a purported social media post reviewed by Breitbart News, the TPUSA chapter president's name, phone number, an address had been published with the intent to dox in response to his student group planning to host an event on campus featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. Watch, rabid leftist protesters scream at Kyle Rittenhouse until he cuts his speech short and leaves. Attached to the student's personal information was a message that reportedly read, "Let him know how you feel about his decision to provoke black students by inviting a racist murderer on campus. That's where I live," the student could be heard saying to the woman the organization says is Shelley. Two campus officers were also present during the meeting, Turning Point USA told Breitbart News. In the recording, a man said to be one of the campus officers appeared to brush off the doxing by repeatedly telling the TPUSA chapter president that his phone number and address is technically public information. "That's public information," the man said. "They could easily find that." The purported officer, however, seemingly failed to consider that doxing means purposely promulgating personal information, public or private, with malicious intent. The student responded by asking point blank, "Am I making it out to be a bigger deal than it is? Is this not as big a deal as I think it is?" To which the woman said to be Shelley and the two men said to be officers all acknowledged, "It's scary. I don't want you to think we're minimizing it," one of the purported officers said before telling the student that he believed the protester was just trying to intimidate him and get him to go to authorities. "I think that's what they're trying to do, intimidate you and upset you and get you to do what you're doing right now," he said. "And what you're doing right now is normal," the apparent officer added before reiterating, "Everybody's information is public." The University of Memphis did not immediately respond to Breitbart News's request for comment regarding its administrator and campus officer's response to the TPUSA chapter president's concerns. As Breitbart News reported, the student was doxxed amid other questionable circumstances transpiring around the conservative student group's event featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. Watch, leftist protesters celebrate Kyle Rittenhouse leaving speaking event at University of Memphis. The National Turning Point USA office said school administrators tried to sabotage the speaking engagement by issuing last-minute demands, with failure to comply, putting the event at risk of being canceled, and then followed that up by leaking private information to protesters. On the night before the event was set to take place, university administrators told TPUSA staff and students in a private meeting that they needed to completely overhaul their ticketing process in order for their event to proceed, the organization said. The university said it would send a 9 a.m. email informing registrants that their tickets were invalid, and then redirect them to a new link for re-ticketing. But 30 minutes before that could happen, the information was leaked to a group of protesters planning to book up all the tickets and stage a walkout, TPUSA said. "There is no way these groups could have known the new ticketing timing and protocol without school administrators leaking that information," Turning Point USA spokesperson Andrew Colvett told Breitbart News. "This is unprecedented," the TPUSA spokesperson continued. "We've never had to deal with a day of ticketing change, nor have we had to deal with an administration leaking our ticket information. These are remarkable steps that the university seems to be taking to impede and potentially sabotage our event with Kyle Rittenhouse," Colvett added. "We are certainly used to hostile administrations, but never to this extent." Breitbart News will update this story pending response from the university. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.